Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Legal and Finance meeting for today, Wednesday, December 28th, 2020.
This is a December meeting of the City Council in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's the state's second largest city, close to Mount Rushmore.
We have a motion by Mr. Solomon and a second by Mr. Roseland. All in favor?
Aye.
The City Council had some typical items up for discussion. A request from Human Resources for a wage study. Parks and Rec wanted to renew a lease with a boxing club. And then, almost an hour into the meeting, the council reached the last item on the agenda.
Moving on to number 7, direct City Attorney's Office to draft a resolution to prohibit the use of TikTok on all city-issued devices, restrict access to TikTok on city networks, and prohibit city accounts on the TikTok platform. Mr. Solomon, you're on.
Okay, well, first of all, I will just make
a ban on TikTok. Councilmember Jason Solomon was calling for a ban on the app. He stood before fellow members explaining why.
It actually has to do with a national security concern of who owns it, which is ByteDance, who is a Chinese-based company, and there is a law that requires them that if they are requested to provide information on their users and all the data that they have to the Chinese government, that they have to do so. As our congressman.
But another council member, Laura Armstrong, wasn't convinced.
I've yet to see any evidence that we're being hacked or our information's being stolen or spied upon or taken. So with lack of evidence, it's almost like Chicken Little, sky's falling, and I don't see it.
This debate in Rapid City is rooted in the fear that the Chinese owner of TikTok has access to data of millions of Americans. And it's not just Rapid City where this debate is happening. Texas banned TikTok from state devices. So has Iowa, Maryland, and at least 16 other states. And there's a bill in Congress to ban TikTok for all Americans. Welcome to The Journal, our show about money, business, and power. I'm Kate Linebaugh. It's Friday, January 6th. Coming up on the show, who's banning TikTok and why?
This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Video API, your developers can easily create custom video experiences tailored to your business. Enhance every conversation with live video, whether it's delivering faster tech support, improving customer service, or enabling interactive meetings and events. Unlock the true video potential of your business. Discover how at Vonage.com.
Our colleague Stu Wu was up late the other night watching the debate over TikTok play out in Rapid City, and also watching TikTok.
I didn't use TikTok until I started doing this job. And like within a week, I think like 4 days or 5 days after I started using it, like it got me. It sends me videos about like clips from Family Guy.
Greta Gerwig is a national treasure.
I get a lot of soccer highlights.
He mentions Messi.
The one thing that I didn't know that I needed in my life were these videos of what Americans think Britain is like.
You there, to which constituency is thou loyal to?
And basically every interaction is like a Shakespeare play or something like that.
Unsheath thou wands!
A jewel it is.
What do you like about it?
It's fun. I mean, it figured me out, and I got these like really niche videos that I didn't even know I needed. Like, I'm into video games like Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, and just sends me funny clips from that. It's like, it's very targeted.
Doesn't that creep you out at all?
Yeah, totally. But I don't know, it's like candy.
And if you suddenly had to give it up, how would you feel?
I think I would be okay with that. Like, I'm 36 now. If I were like 18 years old, I'd probably be really upset. But now I'm old enough now to know that you need to like eat your vegetables and things like that. So I think I'd be okay with it.
You'd manage. You wouldn't cry.
No.
But Stu says a lot of people really want to ban TikTok. The idea of doing so goes back a couple of years to 2020. It was the beginning of the pandemic, and the app was blowing up. 100 million Americans were using it. And the president at the time was concerned.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
U.S.-China relations were tense, and U.S. lawmakers and administration officials were concerned that the Chinese government could order TikTok's owner to do things like collect data on American users or control what videos Americans could view on the app.
The whole idea was that we can't trust the Chinese government. U.S. officials say they've lied about so many other things. Why would you trust the Chinese government not to use this tool if they have it?
And how did TikTok respond at the time to these concerns?
TikTok has said all along that we're an independent private company and that we would refuse an order from the Chinese government to hand over any data.
But Trump and his administration weren't convinced. And on August 6, 2020, Trump signed an executive order.
So he issues an order that essentially forces TikTok's owner to sell TikTok to an American company. And there was this preliminary deal reached with this coalition of Oracle and Walmart out of all the companies.
This deal to sell TikTok's U.S. operations to Oracle and Walmart fell apart. And TikTok decided to sue the U.S. government, saying the executive order violated due process. A federal judge later sided with the company.
And then right while that's happening, President Trump loses the election, Biden comes into power, and he decides, or his people decide, we don't know whether we can win this lawsuit, so let's put that on hold. And they begin negotiating an agreement with TikTok of how they can keep on operating in the U.S. while trying to protect the data of its American users.
So what do these negotiations look like?
Okay, so on one side, you have TikTok. On the other side, you have the Biden administration, and specifically, there's this body inside the administration called the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. The acronym for that is CFIUS. It's made up of 9 departments in the administration.
What does TikTok want to get out of the negotiations with CFIUS?
TikTok wants to keep on operating in America without having to sell itself.
But there was a problem. Because within the Biden administration, there are conflicting points of view.
Basically, the Justice Department and the Defense Department are on one side where they say, no, this is too risky. We shouldn't let this deal happen. And on the other side, you have Treasury and Commerce saying, let's let the free market decide. They take a more laissez-faire approach.
Defense has national security concerns, and Treasury and Commerce want the free markets to take over, and they can't come to an agreement.
One of the lawyers who works with CFIUS I talked to said, it's like herding cats. They operate by consensus, and it's really hard to get a consensus when you have 9 different agencies with 9 different agendas.
And because of this stalemate, nothing has happened with TikTok for 2 years. And then last year, something gave fuel to the TikTok skeptics. That's coming up.
This episode is brought to you by C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/journal. Terms and conditions apply.
Last June, BuzzFeed News broke a story about TikTok.
Leaked audio from dozens of internal TikTok meetings revealed U.S. user data has been repeatedly accessed from China.
BuzzFeed reporting engineers in China use the app to access information, including phone numbers and birthdays.
TikTok calls reports misleading.
This worried a lot of people, especially the China hawks in Washington, who were saying, see, this is exactly what we were worried about. This is exactly the kind of scenario that we can't have. We can't have TikTok spying on Americans.
Around the same time as that news, TikTok was making concessions to try to address the national security concerns.
One of the things would be creating this, essentially a new company in the U.S., that would be overseen by a board of U.S. national security experts. So this company would also have employees that would be vetted, and that's according to our reporting.
TikTok also said it would be willing to hand over the algorithm it uses to recommend videos to an American company for inspection, specifically Oracle. This is an important concession because there's another big concern with TikTok.
Can TikTok or the Chinese government, by extension, control what we see on the app? Could they influence the videos that we watch to maybe swing an election, possibly for a candidate that the Chinese government prefers?
So they come up with this plan where Oracle can now review the code. Does this allay the security concerns?
For some people, that's still too close for comfort.
Some people, like governors in more than a dozen states that have banned TikTok on government devices.
States are taking matters into their own hands.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has banned the use of the social media app TikTok.
The Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has banned TikTok.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee becomes the latest state leader to ban TikTok on all government-issued devices.
And in Washington, some lawmakers were also frustrated.
Some Congress members, at least, are trying to force their hand and trying to take the lead on it themselves. There is actually a bill in Congress introduced by both Republicans and one Democrat to ban TikTok for all Americans. So I think part of the motivation behind that is that they're frustrated with how slowly the Biden administration has been in these negotiations with TikTok.
In December, Congress passed a bill that would ban federal employees from downloading or using TikTok on government devices. And around that time, ByteDance acknowledged that some of its employees did improperly access user data.
So a few days before Christmas, TikTok sends an email to all its employees, and they said, okay, we have bad news. We found out that 4 employees accessed the personal data of some journalists in the U.S. So TikTok did this internal investigation, found out that their employees had done this, and they fired them. And they also said that they tightened protocols.
Yeah, it seems like it is finally this evidence that had only been a suspicion before.
Yeah, I think you can see it both ways. This is proof, right? They admit it. We did this. On the other hand, TikTok could say we did the internal investigation and we fired those people who did it. This was, they weren't supposed to do it. And we were forthright about it. And we tightened protocols. So I could see it both ways as well.
And all of this is why Stu has been watching city council meetings in Rapid City, South Dakota, where this national debate is playing out at a local level. The proposal under consideration would ban Rapid City employees from accessing TikTok on city-run networks.
And it would stop city agencies like the recycling department or the police department from running TikTok accounts.
But it won't impact the UPS drivers that do the dances in the back of their UPS trucks.
No, it's almost a symbolic thing. It wouldn't even stop a city employee from using TikTok on his or her personal phone. It's strictly barring city infrastructure from being used to access TikTok. I mean, again, this council member, even the council member who introduced the proposal said, look, local politics is about potholes and crime. But he just wanted to do his own little part to make sure that TikTok can use Rapid City's infrastructure for the threats that he sees.
The debate came to a head this week. And what is the latest from Rapid City?
I stayed up late and I watched as the Rapid City City Council did something that totally surprised me. They voted 8-1 to reject the proposal to ban TikTok from city devices and networks.
Why did this surprise you?
It surprised me because Rapid City is in one of the most Republican parts of South Dakota. And when I mentioned the 19 states that have tried to ban TikTok from state government devices, 18 of those states are led by Republican governors. So I thought it would have gone the same way. I think this, more than anything, just boils down to city politics.
So the recycling department of Rapid City can continue watching TikTok?
Yes, the Rapid City Solid Waste Department can continue producing videos that remind people to leave their trash out outside in a certain way, in the proper way.
It feels like TikTok has become a political football. What does that say?
There are a lot of cybersecurity experts out there who say that this is a real threat, even if it's hypothetical right now. On the other hand, a lot of people are skeptical. A lot of critics are skeptical of these TikTok bans in the state capitals, for instance, because it's largely symbolic. And it's become pretty popular to bash on China these days. I don't see any politician losing political points for bashing China.
That's all for today, Friday, January 6th. Additional reporting in this episode from Aruna Vishwanatha, John McKinnon, and Kate O'Keefe. The Journal is a co-production of Gimlet and The Wall Street Journal. Your hosts are Ryan Knutson and me, Kate Linebaugh. The show is produced by Annie Baxter, Catherine Brewer, Maria Byrne, Pia Gadkari, Rachel Humphreys, Matt Kwong, Annie Minoff, Laura Morris, Afif Nasuli, Enrique Perez de la Rosa, Sarah Platt, Alan Rodriguez-Espinosa, Pierce Singhi, Jivika Verma, Lisa Wang, and Catherine Whalen, with help from Jonathan Sanders. Our engineers are Griffin Tanner, Nathan Singapak, and Peter Leonard. Our theme music is by So Wiley. Additional music this week from Catherine Anderson, Peter Leonard, Bobby Lord, Emma Munger, Nathan Singapak, and Blue Dot Sessions. Fact-checking by Nicole Pasulka. Thanks for listening. See you Monday.